your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, The Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
Did you know that Bill Laimbeer played the part of one of the Sleestaks? Okay, that was just in my brain, and it had to get out of my brain. So there you go. I don't even know why I think about that stuff. It's the ADHD. Welcome to the Lost Zane Recordings Free View. This is taken from my time on the radio on WBBL, this show from November 28th, 2016. Okay, we were just getting over Trump winning the election. And in fact, this show happens the first show after Thanksgiving back in 2016. I release these twice a week on my Patreon. They're an audio time capsule of my last radio job. And so there you go. Twice a week, I post the full show on my Patreon. I give you a free view here. If you like it, then sign up for the Patreon. I put a ton of audio up there and video for you to check out. And if you'd be so inclined, $5 or $10 a month is all that it costs. And yeah, there you go. If you like it, you can let it ride month to month, cancel anytime, or convert to a yearly, and I'll save you 10%. Okay, enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane Recordings. And good morning. It's the Eric Zane Show. Show number 158. For Monday, November 28th, 2016. Off and running. I'm Eric Zane, your host. Typically, at about this time, we take time to introduce Julius. Not so today. No Julius. I repeat, no Julius today, taking a much-deserved extra day. You get that type of luxury when you've been around as long as he has. I welcome in co-host for the day, as we promoted on social media last night. Please welcome back his triumphant return.
Yes.
The one, the only, Stu McAllister.
Yes! Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
Stu, it's nice to have you here, buddy.
I love being in here, man. It's super early for me, but I do appreciate it.
Well, we're all in this together right
we
now.
We are, man.
You have that glow about you, as anyone who comes in at this hour has this time.
Droopy-eyed, dog-eared, ready to go. It's Monday, man.
I'm going to let you in. You had a hat on, as I wore at this time of year. We take off our hats. Our hair's all matted and assy. Generally, we look homeless.
Yeah. Yeah, I fit in right outside, growing the beard back. It's looking good.
Is that your thing? You like it?
I do. I do like the beard. I know a lot of people hate it, but I like it.
No, not that I don't. I mean, it looks fine, but yeah. For me, on me, I would always like be playing with my own facial hair and feeling scruffy.
Yeah. And then you get germs all over your face and you get sick. Yeah, I know all about it.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's how it works. And I'm always amazed when I find food in it, too. I'm like, oh, how long has this been sitting in there? Why doesn't anyone tell you, too, right? Like, I know people have seen it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But yeah, so now it got pretty gnarly for a long period of time. Didn't you keep it there for that film you were shooting?
Yeah, I was in that film drama class this summer, and I shaved it immediately after we were done filming. Oh, so I'm growing it back. It won't get like what it was.
You were kind of like a madcap teacher in that movie, weren't you?
Yeah, I was the crazy principal.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what it was.
And it was I actually saw it three times.
You saw the film three times?
In a week, because it was only in the theaters for a week. So I checked out, because I wanted to watch it with people who had no idea who I was or any connection to the movie, and it was fun. It was fun for me to be a part of, fun for me to see, so it was a good thing, man.
How long did it take you to shoot your parts?
I didn't have a huge role. It took me probably just, we did it one day, and then we had to do like a reshoot for something in another day, so like a day and a half.
Did you get the impression that it was a lot of hurry up and wait when making a
When actually making a film?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like,
that's
come
what
on,
it was.
Let's move. Let's keep it going. It's like start, stop.
Yep.
Kind of drive you crazy.
Yep. And that's, it's frustrating. So many jobs I've had have been like that, where you're just like, go. Okay, now sit here for 6 hours.
It's not the same, but whenever we have to shoot promotional videos for the Griffins or the Drive, it's the same thing.
Yep.
And then I just trust that the people who are shooting it, in those cases, the people who are shooting it are also the people who are going to edit it.
Right.
Directing it. And I just trust that they know what they're doing.
Right.
And then they do. It always comes out looking, well, it's just as they had planned.
When you filmed your Happy Gilmore takes, like, how long did it take you to do those things?
We shot 3 or 4 scenes, and it took about 3 hours.
Yeah, because those came out super well, man.
Yeah, well, the people that are involved in that, they are known as the Mikes, Mike King and Mike Spruitt, that are the authorities on that type of thing for the Griffins, actually work for them.
Right.
They're really talented, and they have a great idea of how it should look.
Sure.
So I just do whatever they tell me to do. I just know it's going to work out.
Follow directions.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is. I don't want to complicate it. So I'm like, all right, what do you want me to do? Well, in the scene, you know, Happy goes flying in the water. And I go, yeah, okay. They go, well, we're going to shoot that last. Are you sure you're down for that? I go, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm committed to this thing. I want it to look as much like the original as possible.
Yeah.
So when it was over at, what was the name of that course? Oh, my
God. Was it Grand Rapids Country Club?
No. It escapes me. It doesn't matter. But I can't remember right now.
It'll come back to you.
But it... I go, yeah, sure. So we're sitting there waiting to cut the scene. Then all of a sudden, there's a force from playing through. So we got to wait for these hacks to slog their way through so they wouldn't get in the shot.
Awful.
And so then finally we get to it. Kaser slugs me. I go flying into that water.
It was great.
And I thought it was going to be freezing, but it wasn't.
Okay.
It was, the water was still warm. And I think the reason why it was warm was because there was so much feces in it.
So much goose feces.
Because I got in there, and the second I hit the water, I stirred up everything at the bottom.
Oh.
And then I went, oh, and now I'm still in character. So I gotta take the fall.
Yeah.
And then get up and then continue the scene. But it's in my mouth. You can actually hear me go.
Did you burn the clothes?
Oh my gosh, it was so bad. So, actually, what had happened was I come out of the water and I can smell it, and then I tackle Kaser. Turns out I broke a rib of his when I did that. Yes, but he was like, "Oh, it felt good." He's like an athlete or a former athlete, and he said it reminded him of when he played sports.
Gotcha.
So I was like, "Okay, all right. If you think that broken ribs feel great, whatever. More power to you. Here you go." So then we finished the scene, and then I'm coated. I'm like, I can feel, you know, like when you were a kid and you had ice cream and you put that magic shell on it, that it's like a syrup, and then it hardens on the ice cream.
On the outside,
I could feel the outside of my skin hardening. I'm like, oh no. So it was the worst. And then they had a shower there, and then I went into the shower with all my clothes on.
Sure.
And just hosed myself down and then stripped. And then threw the clothes in a bag. I actually did keep the clothes.
Right.
I just washed them like 4 times.
Yeah.
But, so that's exactly how that went. But it's good to have you here, man. Really,
thanks,
seriously.
Man.
So Julius will be back tomorrow. We welcome in Kyle, who's seated in the studio across from us. Kyle, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. That was great timing. I just finished eating a banana.
Did you? Okay. All right. Typically when we start this show, Julius comes in here and takes care of the 1 million technical things that are going on. So I want you to know, Kyle, that if we start getting phone calls saying, oh, we're not on the stream and stuff like that, it's up to you. I have no idea how this works. Like, there was a key thing that took place before we got on the air, 3 minutes beforehand.
Yep.
And I go, hey, so are the markers in? He goes, markers? What do you mean markers? I go, what do you mean? You don't know about the markers? He goes, no, I have no idea about the markers. What are you talking about? Well, the markers fire the stream. No, Julius didn't talk to me about the markers. I go, well, that's the one thing he had to talk to you about, and he didn't talk to you about it. So if suddenly you get a phone call that says the stream is down, that it's because of the markers. We at least will have identified the problem. So anyway, nevertheless, I'm
it's
hoping
a well-run machine you got here.
You'd think that
episode of, was it 158? Is that what you said?
Yes, which is weird because do you remember when I would count, when the last time you were here was in May?
Yeah.
I was like, episode 30!
Yeah.
And here we are.
That's great.
Still on the air. Julius gets, he mocks me viciously about so many things. And one of the things is that I do that. I label each show.
No, it's great that you do.
Are you just saying that?
No, I think it's cool.
Well, he hates it.
Why?
Because he hates stuff. That's his job. Hey, what do you do on the show? I hate stuff. There's little that he likes.
What does he like? Can we identify that?
He likes books. He likes to read.
Does he? He doesn't seem like a reader.
Oh, dude. Yeah, he's a voracious reader.
Yeah, all right. Like fiction, nonfiction?
A lot of fiction, I think. But not but the book he just completed recently wasn't fiction.
Okay.
Get this. Self-help book.
Ah, he needs it, right? He's at A-hole school right now. Is that where he is?
Yeah, at Subway Posted. He is, in fact, at A-hole school. I want to try a new game today. And for me, trying something new on this show is always, I've got an idea, and then I think about it, and then I bring it up, and then we talk about it more off the air, and then we talk about it more, and then time passes, and then I forget about it. Today is the day that we start our new game.
Are you sure you want today to be the day?
I do want today to be the day. And you are key to this game.
Oh, man.
Stu McAllister is the voice you're hearing right now. Stu's been with us before.
Yeah.
I would say Stu McAllister from, but it turns out you're not from anything.
I'm not from anything anymore.
Steve, Stu has made his name. I became familiar with Stu because of his work at Dr. Grin's Comedy Club. And I'll talk more about the game in a second.
Okay.
But you think you're at a crossroads right now, Stu?
Oh, I know I'm at a crossroads.
Who do you have to talk with about these things?
Nobody.
You have nobody to talk with. So maybe this is exactly what you need. You can
therapy.
Help out the show by being here, and I'll talk to you about what I think is a possibility. Who knows? Sometimes when you just talk to some moron, even if it is me, you might get some insight.
Yeah.
You don't think you're cut out to do comedy anymore.
Well, I think I'm cut out for it. I just don't know if it can be like the main source of income.
Right. You don't know if you want to do it.
It's a struggle. I'm not like 25 anymore. And so it's this weird, I'm at a weird age where I'm like going, do I keep trying to live in my car or do I actually want to do things with my life?
I think for people who entertain, like you, when you put a lot of pressure on yourself, like all the eggs in one basket, it adds a extra dimension of pressure that makes it harder to do.
Right.
Like I've already decided when this house of cards, which is the show, collapses, when this Ponzi scheme fails to thrive.
Fair enough.
Which everybody says I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm always like, I've been beaten down for so many times. I'm always like waiting for the next bad thing to happen.
Yeah.
Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world. From the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with the moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
Maybe eventually I'll get out of that mode of thinking, but it's still difficult.
It's your neuroses speaking.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you would know. You have a master's in social work.
Yes.
So I'm going back to school if this does collapse.
Before?
Well, I've got a degree in health promotion and rehabilitation. I was going to be the guy who, when the person has a heart attack, I hook them up on leads and put them on a treadmill to do a stress test. I was going to be that guy and then report to the doctor what I learned about the person's heart, what thresholds and various things, with their lung capacity and heart activity. That was me.
Wow.
If this fails, I'm going to cash in a good chunk of change from my 401k and just go back to school. And in a year and a half, I'll have my further education to be certified to do that. So I'm out.
Great.
I would still keep the Griffins. I'd still keep the drive. I'd still keep announcing work. But I would bail.
Bail on.
Okay, this is it.
This is your...
That makes what I'm doing today on this day at show number 158 easier. Yeah. Knowing I have a plan B.
Right.
I've got plenty of things that I can accomplish. Or I could sell campers. I know I can sell campers.
Sure. I'd buy a camper from you.
What? It's funny because I had said many times to my friends at American RV, I'm telling you, if any audience member wants to meet me there, I'll sell them a camper.
Great.
And it happened once.
What?
It happened once since I've been on the air here. I had a guy reach out to me from Kalamazoo, Plainwell, and he says, hey, I'm thinking about buying a camper. I go, well, it's crazy. I'm literally going to the camper dealership to drop off my RV because they store it for me.
Yeah.
I'll meet you there. I'm going to sell you a camper. It worked.
Wow.
They got a camper.
You get a commission?
Nope. Didn't want one. They only wanted them to tell me I was a nice guy.
Okay.
That's all I was shooting for.
All right.
Great job, Eric.
There
thanks. We'll take it from here. But the game I want to play with you is called the Whisper Challenge. I stole this from the Griffins. They did it on a video at the hockey game with two of the hockey players. And what's going to happen is you're going to be here with not the pair of headphones you're wearing now.
Okay.
A separate pair of headphones hooked up to my phone, which will play music for you. You won't be able to hear a thing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'll have a listener on the phone who, if you are able to do what I want you to do, they will win prizes. Kyle, did you determine what we have to give away? Kyle, were you able to figure out what we have to give away on the show today?
That's actually exactly what I was looking at. Yeah. We will be giving away Griffin's tickets.
Ooh.
How many pair do we have to give away?
Let's see.
Like during the whole week.
Oh, throughout the week?
Well, at least today, and then, you know, because I might give away more than one prize.
Oh, okay.
But we at least have that, don't we?
Oh, I'm seeing Griffins on here every day.
Nice. That's a lot of tickets to give away. Is it for the Wednesday game? What game do you see that it's for that we'll be giving away?
December 7th against the Chicago Wolves. That's what we're giving away tomorrow. Today is, that same game.
All right.
A pair each day.
Nice. Nice. Well, Stu, the Whisper Challenge works like this. You won't be able to hear anything but whatever classic rock song will be playing, probably Tom Petty or Lynyrd Skynyrd or...
Skynyrd!
Whatever. Maybe it's something you like. Isn't that band that...
Tragically Hip? Yeah.
Are they coming to town?
No, they're done.
That's right.
It's over. I saw him in London, Ontario.
Did somebody die?
The lead singer has brain cancer, and so he probably will die. And so that was like their farewell tour. Very awful.
Terrible.
But I think he's doing all right. They keep saying he's trying some alternative medications, maybe kind of a weed-oriented, and he's doing okay.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, then what I'm going to do is you'll be able to see my lips moving, and I'm going to say things. Corn on the cob.
Okay.
Say that. The audience will be able to hear what I'm saying. You can't. You have to say what I'm saying.
I'm liking this.
Okay, you see how that works?
Yes.
Now, while that's all going on, there'll be a timer that the audience is in the go, come on, Stu, get it. You can't hear the timer. You can only hear Tragically Hip.
Right.
And then I'm sitting there going, corn on the cob. And you'll say, porn on my knob.
So, I hope I say that.
So that's basically how it goes. And if you are able to get it right, then our contestant will win the tickets.
Tickets to the Griffins? That's okay. A good game. Chicago Wolves are a tough team.
You don't know.
I do know.
You do know?
I pay attention. The Wolves won the championship a couple of years ago, right? Like 2-3 years ago? I pay attention to some things. I'm not a sporty sport dude, but...
I know you're not. Did you watch anything? It was a big football weekend. I mean, this is a sports station.
No,
are you going to let the people down and not give it your hot takes on the lines in Michigan?
I worked on Thanksgiving Day, and I worked on Saturday, so I didn't get to see either the Lions-Vikings game or the Michigan-Ohio State game. I stink.
The fact that you know that they played is an upset.
Yeah, thanks.
Did you hear the scuttle about Aretha Franklin?
Yeah, her singing apparently was super long, I guess, and she kind of did her own flair to it. She's Aretha Franklin. Give her a break. She's better than all of you combined.
No, I'm not going to give her a break.
Give her a break, Zane.
I can't.
She's Aretha.
I cannot give a break.
You didn't like it?
I hated it.
Why?
The Franklin.
Boy, I cut that. I cut the re of the name out, and it came out to the Franklin.
Aretha Franklin.
Okay. So, you know, you got the Queen of Soul. You're thinking it's going to be a piece of cake, right?
Right.
Okay, hold on a second. Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, here we go.
To honor America, Miss Aretha Franklin.
Okay. Boy, I'm glad I edited this nicely. Now, trust me, I'm not going to play the whole thing.
It's like 7 minutes
Ladies
long, right?
And gentlemen,
why am I struggling to get the beginning of this? Kyle, did you hear this whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
What did you think of this?
You know, it was long. I'll give it that. I love the piano, though, on the upside. Went way too long. I won't deny that. But the piano sounded phenomenal.
Can you see?
I'm just a purist. When it comes to the anthem, you don't F with it. It can't be a soul song. It can't have these crazy runs and repeated words. I give anybody a hard time who does this to the anthem.
How dare you?
I'm just old school when it comes to the anthem.
It's Aretha.
That's the only thing that saves it, is that she has a pedigree.
She does. That's why she gets the pass, though.
Now, I polled the audience on Twitter.
Yeah.
Was it good or bad?
And
there was about 450 votes. Franklin got about 60 votes saying people that they liked it.
Yeah.
So that's not much. It's about 15%. I hated it. I hated every second of it.
Man.
I could not stomach it. It just went on too long. And I don't like the liberties that are taken with it. Maybe I'm alone here. Your thoughts at 800-785-1073.
People liked it. It was good.
Some people liked it. But I think more people disliked it than they liked it. Maybe I'm wrong, but at least the people I polled.
All right.
Which is usually white men.
So, It's true.
So a lot of fun things planned here with the one and only Stu McAllister. 800-785-1073. If you have any comments on the Al and Bob phone line, typically on a Monday, Mr. Excitement, Merle. From Al and Bob's would be in here.
Yes.
I've got bad news, Stu.
Yeah, what?
Well, he's not coming in today.
Ah,
he comes in tomorrow.
He was the guy who came in when I was here in May, right?
Yes.
He was the best.
No, that was Scott DeVries, the fishing guy. Murrow's the hunting guy. And he'll be joining us tomorrow to announce the winner of the Al and Bob's Big Buck Photo Contest as we go to John. John, Marine, what do you think of Miss Franklin's national anthem?
Good morning, Eric.
Hey, buddy.
I'm with you. I say leave the anthem alone. Sing it how it's supposed to be sung.
Is it... I hate to say disrespectful, but when you take it and really show off your abilities, I think it takes something away from the anthem. I don't know.
I agree. It's not supposed to be a time to show off. It's a time to show respect. And I don't think it's disrespectful, like you said, but... I think that it's kind of doing something you're not supposed to be doing. You're supposed to sing the anthem and show respect for America
Would it have been worse if she was kneeling while she sang it?
A little bit. That might be a little bit worse.
There was a lot of hilarious jokes like, forget Colin Kaepernick. All the players are going to take a knee because they're tired from standing. John, I still hear you on my old show, man. Are you still double dipping?
I do. I listen to both the shows. I listen to you live, and then I listen to them on the podcast.
I was taking my dogs for a walk, and I'm like, "Yeah, let's see what the boys are doing." And I check them out, and then I hear Freebird go, "Let's go to John and Holland." And I hear your voice. I'm like, "That bastard!
How dare you?
I'm loyal to you. Don't worry."
No, it's okay. It's not
negative. Nancy Julius to the curb. Hire this guy.
Oh my God! No, that's mean. You can't take a shot at Julius like that. Come on, John.
Hey. I'm just kidding.
I know, buddy. All right, take care, man. Thank you.
All right, peace.
That's John and Holland.
Thank you for your old listener.
Yeah, he. It's funny. Yeah, he bounces around from show to show.
you can
hear him later on Connie and Curtis too. So we got a lot to get to today, as well as West Michigan's most busted mouth. The voting has begun at WBBL.com.
Oh, awful teeth.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that next. We have five amazing front runners who have worked very hard to be in the position that they're in right now.
Worked very hard?
A lot of effort has gone in for them to be at the precipice of getting a new mouth from our friends at Wood Meadow Dentistry. And we'll cover some of that coming up in just a bit. And if anybody asks you, Stu, who you listen to, you tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the lost Zane recordings. If you want more of the full show, it's on my Patreon, along with a ton of other content that I put up there every single week. PATREON, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you. Bye-bye.